Ralph Martire was in Champaign-Urbana to speak to a local chapter of the Coalition for School Funding Reform. Martire says his proposal addresses the school funding problem as part of an overhaul of Illinois' entire tax system. He says the current system is unfair and inefficient.
We don't tax where economic growth is. We have a flat income tax rate that's not responsive to how income generation and income growth goes in our country. Over the last 20 years, from 1979 to 1999, and this is U.S. Census data, 60% of our population, 60%, lost money. They actually took home less money in 1999 than they did in 1979. Now, you go to the top 1%, their incomes went up by 94% during the same period. So, in fact, virtually all economic growth in America went to the top 20%. Illinois focuses its tax burden on the bottom 60%. We focus tax burden on a poor revenue source that's getting poorer over time because we simply don't tax like the modern economy.
In a nutshell, how should Illinois change the system?
We are constitutionally required to have a flat income tax rate. That's a problem because economists, left wing, right wing, would agree that the best way you respond to the modern economy and how economic growth is to be like the federal system, and that is have tax rates on an income tax level that increase slightly as incomes go up, because that's responding to where economic growth is really occurring in the economy over time. We can't in Illinois. We have to have a flat tax. So we do have to increase our income tax rate, and then we have to do some other adjustments. We have to, for instance, expand the sales tax base to include consumer services. It's the largest segment of our economy. It's 31.4%. It's the fastest growing segment of our economy, yet it's entirely out of our tax base, another economic problem. And then we have to provide targeted tax relief to that same 60% of our population that's working longer and harder, yet paying too much in taxes while their schools are being underfunded. That's wrong. We can give them tax relief in some very simple ways, like a refundable credit, and change our state tax system in such a manner that we have enough money to fund our schools equitably and sustainably over time without increasing the tax burden 1 cent for the bottom 60% of taxpayers in the state. And that's what we need to do.
This proposal sounds different than the sort of raise one tax to lower the property tax swap that I've heard brought forth in past years.
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite as simplistic as that, although we do have property tax relief as part of the program for a very simple reason. We're over-reliant right now on property taxes to fund schools. That's highly inefficient from an economic standpoint. Once again, economists would say, if you're over-reliant on property taxes, you're doing bad things to the private marketplace because property taxes are local revenue sources. If you're over-reliant on a local revenue source to fund schools, the rates vary dramatically from community to community. And when you have such radical variation in rates from community to community, you actually dictate private economic behavior, especially big decisions like where you buy a home or where you locate a business. You don't want your state tax system doing that. So we have to reduce the property tax burden just from an economic standpoint to let the free market play its role that it's supposed to play in major decisions. That said, there's a second really big problem with being over-reliant on property taxes to fund schools. It is a local source. That means we have tied the quality of the public education that we could actually afford to deliver to our children directly to the affluence of the community in which they live. And in Illinois, it's very true. If you live in an affluent community, you have a great school. If you don't, you won't.
Ralph Martire's tax reform ideas are in legislation sponsored mostly by Chicago area Democrats, such as State Senator James Meek and Miguel Del Valle. But Republican Senator Rick Winkle of Champaign is also a co-sponsor. Martire says he hopes bipartisan support can get the legislation passed, but he predicts nothing will happen until after the November election. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.